Greetings, my friends. This is Peter Lee, welcoming you to the Night Watch. Follow me now to where terror begins and life ends. Come with me on the Night Watch.
And now, Cover Clutches. Let's join Rodney and Wanda as the separate paths of their lives come together for one brief moment.
Gee, Wanda, it's wonderful that the separate paths of our lives have come together for one brief moment.
Touching indeed, Rodney. Odd that the separate paths of our lives should come together over a cup of Cava coffee for one brief moment.
You can turn any occasion into a real celebration with a cup of Cava instant coffee. Cava is smooth, never bitter, because Cava's the only coffee that's 90% acid neutralized.
I love Cava. I love...
Have a cup of Cava. What a cup of coffee.
More Cava coffee, Wanda?
Tune in next time when we're all thoughtfully brought to you by Cava. Pick up a 4-ounce or 8-ounce jar today. Cover the great smooth-tasting instant coffee with a really ugly label. Cover from Horton.
It had been a long time. He wasn't quite sure where he was, why he was there. He felt weak, groggy. The place was strange and silent as he looked about. And then he recognized his surroundings, a sick bay. He lay back and sorted through his memory. Fever. Malaria. Another bout of that damn malaria. Odd hints of memory floated in. He tried to get up, sat up, dizzy, weak. Then things steadied. First one foot to the deck, then the other. Funny, the deck had an odd motion. Where are we? In port. Yes, that's it. We've made port while I've been ill. I feel tied up. Maybe we're riding to anchor. He was weak, unsteady as he made his way out of the sick bay along the passage to the companionway up. Very carefully, with total concentration, he climbed. It was an effort, a real effort. But rung by rung, he made it. Gotta get up there to find someone, let them know I've come round. Out on the deck. Now look. Nothing. Just sea. An oily sea. Big swell, oily, no white caps. Why? Why were they hove to? Another effort. Get up on the bridge and find out. Only the one short companionway, but it seemed to take forever to get up it. Still no sign of anyone. He tried to call out, attract attention. Nothing. No one. The bridge, deserted. Impossible. Never unmanned. The bridge had to be someone there. But there wasn't. He felt outside himself. Communication tube. Try to talk to the engine room. Can't do it. Can't speak. Now fear hit him. Not a soul about. Must find them. Back to the companionway. He dragged himself down. Radio room on this level. Sparks there. Careful. Hazy, nearly passing out. Enormous effort. Dragged himself along to the door. Opened it painfully. Empty. Try the radio. No good. Can't make it work. Now the fear started to turn to panic, and the panic lent new strength. Engine room. He ran, staggered to the door, opened it, and looked down on silent emptiness. He didn't need to go down to know that there'd be no one there. He knew. Knew. Officer's quarters. Empty. Tidy. Completely empty. Nothing there. Nothing. No kit, no men, nothing. Running, stumbling, clattering, falling over hatch combings, neatly coiled ropes, winches, davits. He made his way astern. Maybe there's something going on in the crew's quarters, and they're there. He knew they weren't there. Knew before he got there. Threw the door open and staggered through. Searching the galley, the mess, the petty officer's cabins. He searched. Searched in growing terror. There was no one there. Nobody on board. He was alone on the ship. Oh, too powerless. Alone. Utterly alone. Now the weakness came on him again. A terrible, debilitating weakness. He'd never felt this alone before. Never known loneliness like this. Utter, absolute aloneness. He grasped at straws in his mind. Had to have something to hold on to, or he'd go mad. Horribly mad in his aloneness. Had to think. Get some clarity in his now hazy, sometimes drifting mind. Get back to the sick bay and rest a while. That journey back, an agony as he drifted in and out of his haze of weakness and otherworldness. Hang on to sanity. Struggle. Fight to get back to that haven. The pull to get back there was enormous. Nothing else mattered. Must get back. He reached the door, dragged it open. And then he knew. All came clear in that timeless moment. Not what had happened to them and the ship. What had happened to him. Why he was so weak. There on the bunk was the reason. Must get back. Back in. He moved. Dragged himself towards the bunk and the body lying on it. His body. His dead body. Peace, if I can get back in. He clambered over himself. Merged into himself. Buried himself in himself. And finally was at peace. Finally dead on that silent, wallowing, dead ship. Farewell. The Night Watch is produced by Clack Program Production for the Mutual Broadcasting System. Rats. Horrible, dirty, gnawing rats. They'll come after you. Next on the Night Watch.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.